Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Release Your Power radio show. Well, it is a great day, and we are so glad to be here today. We have a wonderful topic for you today. This is something that everyone can take part in. All it takes is for you to have the desire to live your dreams. That's our topic today, living your dreams. And I want to start by asking you a question. How are you living? You know, there used to be a little TV show that used to come on, Living Color. And it started out by asking, how you living? And that's what I want to know today. How are you living? How are you living? You know, we see people in society, and we can see the various levels that people are living at. Some people are living at a poverty level, some just above poverty, some way above poverty, and some people not living in poverty whatsoever, and then some even living below poverty. And that's what it's like as we consider, are we living our dreams? Are you truly living your dream? Hello, Buzzworthy PR. God bless you and welcome to the show. Are you really living your dreams? Do you know what your dream is? Do you know how to find your dream if you don't know what your dream is or if you haven't found it already? Well, I'm of the belief that everyone should try to live their dream. You know, if you put off a desire that is deep within your heart, like if you have this desire to do something, to be something, to start something, and you put that off and you keep putting that off, eventually your heart becomes saddened, you can become frustrated, you could even become depressed and not even know why. So living your dream is more than just, you know, one of those feel-good topics. It's not just something to do. It is very, very serious because so many people, they live their whole lives only to one day toward the end of their life to realize that they never got a chance to do what they wanted to do, what they should have done, and what really the whole world was waiting for them to do. And that's what this show is about today. I want to stir that up in you. I want to motivate you. I want to empower you and encourage you to go for it, to live your dream, to go beyond what you can think, to go beyond what you can imagine. Even if you have already achieved great things and accomplished wonderful things, we still have to take it to another level. And that's what this topic is about today, taking it to another level and continuing to do that. And I want to give you some steps that I have found that work for living your dreams. And then I'm going to give you something that I've developed for myself and for others that I have coached in this area of living their dreams. I call it the 10 P's of success. The 10 P's of success. Remember when we were little, our mothers and fathers always told us, eat your P's, you'll grow up to be big and strong. And so these P's are going to help you bring your dream to fruition even the more. Because sometimes, let's face it, we realize that to live your dream, you need a lot. You need a lot of help. You need a lot of support. You need a lot of motivation because there are a lot of dream snatchers. There are a lot of people out there that is just willing to snatch your dream from you, to tell you that you can't do it. There's always someone out there that's willing to throw darts at your dream, to throw, you know, to try to tear down your dream, to try to destroy your dream. And you need to have a fortified way to keep that dream going so that your dream doesn't die. You may die, but you don't want your dream to die. I heard someone say that when you die and go to your grave, you want to be so worn out. You see, some people, it's like what people do with their good silverware and their good china. They never use it. They purchase it. They work hard. They spend all that money just to sit it in a cabinet and to look at it. And that's how some people's lives are. They go to their grave. Their life is just so unused, or they only use part of their life, maybe a quarter, maybe two-thirds. And that's, I mean, a company would not think to do that. They would consider that a waste if they had a company, an organization, and they were not operating at full capacity. And so we definitely want to talk about how you want to not be a person doing that. You want to be a person living at full capacity. You want to use up everything you have while you're here on earth. You don't want your heart sick. You don't want to deprive your heart of truly, truly being happy. And some people, that's exactly what they're doing. And I know because I did this for over 30 years. It took me a very, very long time to figure this thing out. But now that I figured it out, my job has become to help other people figure it out so they don't have to go through what I went through. So living your dream should be like your utmost task to do in your life. Find your dream, live your dream. And how do you start? Because people want to know all the time, how do I start? How do I know exactly what my dream is? Now, this is going to take a process. It's not a hard process, but it's a process nonetheless, because it takes being real with yourself. You know, it may take you back through some times in your life where things may not have been as pleasant as they should have been or could have been. But let's face it, it is what it is. Your life is what it is. And it's your job to work through every setback that you've had, every put down that you've had, so that you can still live your dream. Now, the first thing I noticed about living my dream, I noticed that it's that thing that, you know, I have to do that's so beyond what I can imagine. You know, in other words, the first step is that you have to think out of the box. I always tell people, if you want to have something that you've never had, do something that you've never done, go somewhere that you've never been before, well, you have to do something that you've never done before. And some people get stuck in a rut, and they do the same things over and over and over, and they never try anything new. When you're trying to live your dream, you must be willing to try new things. You must be willing to do something that you've never done before. And so that's step number one and the steps that I want to give you to living your dreams. I mean, having that life that is exciting, a life that is fulfilled. And the fulfillment comes because you realize that you're living your dream. You know, some people think that in this life you cannot be satisfied, that you'll always be just chasing the wind. You know, the wind is always blowing, so you'll never catch up with the wind. But when you live your dream, when you live that purpose that you were created to do, when you live that every single day, it won't be like chasing the wind, and you can be satisfied. You can live fulfilled. You can live a fulfilled life. You can live a joyful life. You can truly, truly be happy, but when you're living your dream, in other words, your heart is not sick. Your heart is not always feeling out of place, but it starts with getting out of the box. You must be willing to step outside of your comfort zone. You must be willing to push past any adversities. You must be willing to push past any and all obstacles. And oh my goodness, by all means, you must get rid of negative people, which brings me to my second step. So step one, you must get out of the box, get out of the boat. You must get out of your comfort zone. So just, you know, remember the word out, get out. I must get out. Sometimes we're trapped and we don't even realize it. Now, the second thing, you have to get past worrying about what other people say and what other people think about you and about your situation. When you have a dream, just like when in the natural, when you go to sleep and you have a dream, that's you dreaming. That dream is personal to you. You may wake up and you may tell others about your dream, but no one is in your head. They cannot see your dream. They have not experienced your dream. It's your dream. Therefore, you have to treat your dream the same way, your life's dream, that thing that you want to do in life, you have to treat it very personal at first. You may not be able to share it with everyone. Remember, I said earlier, there are these things, or these people rather, called dream snatchers, and sometimes it's things as well, because sometimes we can get involved in situations that will snatch our dream away. It could be some people have a dream to start their own business, but they have to pay their bills. They have to make ends meet. They have to work because they need health insurance for their family, for their children, for their spouses, and they put their dream on hold. And that's okay for a little while. However, they sometimes get so wrapped up and so committed to that job that they forget their dream. And so that job, in essence, becomes the dream snatcher. So it's not a person, but it's a thing at that point. Sometimes people allow beliefs to be their dream snatcher. Some women believe that only a man can do that. Some women believe that, well, in order for me to do that, you know, it's going to cause me to neglect my children or my family. Or some women have, you know, stereotypes for how women should behave and how they should act and the things that they should do. Some men do this as well. Some men feel that, well, I can't live my dream because I'm busy trying to take care of my family, so I have to work this job. And so what those people need to do is that they need to find other avenues, and I'm going to talk about that as one of my other steps coming up. Okay, so you cannot worry about what people say and what people think about your dream. Remember, it's whose dream? That's right, you said it. It's your dream. You know, you might want to practice saying that each day. This is my dream. I'm living my dream. I'm not living my mother's dream. I'm not living my father's dream. I'm not living my husband, my spouse, my child. I'm living the dream that my Creator has given to me. And that's what you need to tell yourself every day. So far, we have two things that you have to do. Step number one, you have to get out of the boat. Number two, you have to stop worrying. You cannot worry about what people say and what they think. Because, again, there are what out there? Yes, that's right, dream snatchers. There are things that will try to snatch your dream. There are people who will try to snatch it, things that will try to snatch it, and even ideas and beliefs that can come against your dream. Now, this third step, you have to do this, and I certainly welcome you to the show today. If you're just tuning in, you've tuned in to the Release Your Power show. I'm your host, LaLisa Williams. I'm the author of Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. It's a wonderful book. It's a book that will motivate you. It's a book that will empower you to push past any obstacle that is trying to stop you from living your dream and becoming who you really are. Whether you're supposed to be a singer, whether you're supposed to be in the media, president of the United States, happily married husband or wife, whatever it is, you get your hands on that book, you get that book, you read that book, and you will be able to be who you're supposed to be and get past who people said you were supposed to be, what society said you were supposed to be, what your parents said you were supposed to be, what your spouse said you were supposed to be. You have to become who you really are. Okay, so get your hands on that book. You can pick it up at at Amazon. You can order it from Amazon, or you can go right to my website, brandnewbeginnings.org, and on the page for books, you can order that book online, and you will have a experience. Back to our topic for today, live your dreams. It is your obligation to live your dream. It is fun and it's exciting. I am so glad that one day I heard one of my mentors some years ago, about 20 years ago, talk about living your dreams, and that's none other than the Mr. Les Brown, the motivational speaker. And when he said that, I realized that it was something that I had to do, and I've been doing it ever since, living my dreams. And let me tell you, it has taken me to places that I never, ever thought I would end up. For instance, being an author. I never thought I would write a book. having a radio show, not just here on Blog Talk Radio, but I'm on 1070 AM on the radio dial every week for the past 2.5 years now. I never thought I would be a radio show host on the radio dial. That just was not something I could fathom and think. But yet, when you begin to live your dream, and these are the steps that you do in order to get there, you may not know what it is yet. You may still be yet developing your dream. But when you put these steps into action, you will be led to your dream. So the first step that I covered was to get out of the box, get out of the boat, whatever you want to call it. The thing is, get out of your stigmas. Get out of your mindset. Get out of thinking, I can never have this. I'll never be that. I'll never do that because of some obstacle, some hindrance. You have to get away from that. The second thing is, you can't worry about what other people say and think. Remember, they don't know the real you. They only know a part of you. They only know the part they've seen. And I do apologize that I'm not able to respond to any of your comments. I lost power for a minute, so I'm signing back in. But we welcome you to the show. If you've tuned in and if you have any questions you want to call into the show, I will be able to open up your phone lines in just a minute. And we, again, welcome you to the Release Your Power show. We're on every Tuesday morning, unless there is a special topic that I want to do, and we'll do that every day of the week. But it's regularly just a once-a-week show on Tuesday mornings. So, again, I'm back online now, and I'm so glad to be. But, yes, getting back to the steps to living your dream, the steps to living your dreams. So, step number 3, you have to push past your fear. You have to push past fear. Sometimes it's not people around us who are saying things. Sometimes it's us saying things to ourselves. We're saying things like, I'll never be able to do that. Or we fear failure. We think that if I try to do it, I'm going to fail. So therefore, I may as well not do it at all. But I'm saying today that will happen. Sometimes you will have that fear. You may possibly even have doubt. Or you may have a lack of confidence in your abilities, in your talents, in your skills. You have to push past it. It won't go away. The fear just won't go away. The fear is what it is. You have to push. You have to become something. It's not that fear has to go away. Some people are waiting for fear to disappear. They're waiting for fear to go away. They're waiting for doubt to go away. And what I'm saying, while you're waiting for that to go away, 4 or 5 years may go by. Even longer. Why wait for it to go away? Just operate in the face of it. Just keep going, though fear is right there. And you can do it. I know you can do it. I've done it. If I can do it, anybody can do it. If I could do it, you certainly can do it. All it takes is for you to remember these things. Write them down. I hope you have a pen and paper right there. Very simple. Get out of the box. Don't worry about what other people say or what they think. People are going to try to tear you down. There are people out there who are waiting to snatch your dream. There are people who don't want to see you successful. Sometimes people are fearful that if you become successful, somehow it's going to destroy them. Some people are jealous. Some people just, they don't want you to have something that they have already. Some people don't want you to have something that they themselves don't want to go after. Do you know there are some people who don't want things, but they don't want you to want it either? It's almost like misery loving company. They don't want to write a book, but if you start talking to them about a book you're writing, you would sense that they are very displeased and very discouraging. That's how you can usually tell when people are jealous or when people are hating on you, because why? They are very discouraging, and they can be discouraging verbally or non-verbally. Sometimes we just see the non-verbals, and we just hear the verbal, and we think that's the only way that people can discourage us. No, it's not. People can discourage you with their verbals. Do you know, people can discourage you with what they don't say. So you don't want to do that. You want to push past fear, push past doubt, and get your, and if, even if you don't have confidence, do it anyway. Now, the next thing that you want to do is you want to connect with positive people. Therefore, you may have friends, family members, and loved ones who are negative. You cannot always get away from these people. You can't just divorce your spouse because they don't see eye to eye with your dream, because then you're going to be miserable in another format. So you have to learn balance. You have to learn balance. You can't always get rid of your spouse. And God forbid, don't do it because someone else did it. Just because you saw another man or woman divorce their spouse so that they can get some peace, you do not have to do that. But you do have to find ways around it. And so one simple, easy way is to connect with people that are positive. Now, one easy way to do that is to join certain associations and organizations. There are millions out there. You just go online, type in the name of the organization that you want to connect with, and you will be surprised at what organizations come up. Or maybe you won't. Maybe you've already done this. Maybe you already know about the organizations, but you've neglected to connect with them. So I'm saying go on and connect with them. Sacrifice the registration fee. Sometimes you can connect at your local college or university. They may have organizations that it's less expensive to get involved with. And if you can't find an organization to get involved with, maybe you want to start one. You might want to charter your own chapter, and then you start your own list of people that you want to invite to connect with, positive people that are doing things in the same line of what you want to do. For instance, when I wrote my book, I was told to immediately connect with other authors. I didn't know any other authors at the time, but because I was destined for my dream to be birthed in me, these people just came out of nowhere, and I started meeting authors one after one after one. And I can't believe it's so amazing how many authors I know today. It's just, it amazes me. And just a few short years ago, I wrote my first book in 2004. Prior to 2004, I was not an author at all. I wasn't really considering writing a book. I didn't grow up, you know, with this book on my mind. I'm going to write a book. That's what I'm talking about. Your dream will take you places where you've never been before. It's just like in when you sleep. It's just like in the natural. When you dream, you ever had a dream and you were somewhere that you've just never imagined you'd end up? You have a dream you're in a palace, or you have a dream you're the head of a university. And that's how it is. Your dream in life will take you places you've never been. I never thought I was going to be an author. I never thought I would be a radio show host. I never thought I would be a college professor. I teach sometimes three colleges in one semester. I've done that. It's so funny. And when I walk on college campuses, when people invite me to come to the college campus to speak to their classroom, I'm thinking, what in the world do I have to say? I was a high school dropout. So being on a college campus is truly living my dream. It's amazing to me. There are so many things that I do that, and when I tell you that you can live your dream, and your dream, it may be something that you've never seen before, something that you've never done before. Okay? So I'm giving you the steps to birthing your dream, to being able to live your dream, to finding your dream. Number one, you got to get out of the box. Number two, you can't worry about what other people say and think. Number three, you have to push past any fears, any doubts, any lack of confidence that you have. You just have to operate even though it's there. Just keep going, even though you're fearful. Number four, you must connect with positive people and people that are doing the same thing that you're doing, people that can encourage you, will support you. And to do that, you just can link up with various organizations in the area that you want to be in. The fifth thing is that you have to get some kind of knowledge or education. For some people, their creativity came when they were in school, maybe grade school, elementary school, high school, junior high. Some people will get it later in life. Some people are late bloomers. And so you may not have gotten your creative side while you were in grade school, like myself. I dropped out of school. I didn't know how creative I was. But when I went back to college, that's when I realized, well, college and education, what it can do for you is that it can show you parts of you that you didn't know you had. You know, in college, I had to write a paper, you see. And then when it came time for me to write a book, I just had to think back to writing a paper. And so little things like that, being a public speaker, it was when I went to college at age 34 when I discovered that I was a public speaker. Up to that point, I had never considered myself a speaker, ever, even though I loved to talk. Even though all my life in school I got in trouble for talking too much, guess what? It never dawned on me to become a public speaker. It wasn't until I was in my mid-30s, around 34, that I was in college. I was sitting on the campus. I was doing a report, and one of my professors said to me, "You're a public speaker, and you need to start speaking." So much so that she invited me to her classroom. She was a teacher during the day. I was taking night classes because I was working full-time. And she invited me to her school in Jersey City, New Jersey. I'll never forget it. And this was back in 1992. She invited me to speak to her ninth grade class on their career day. And she just wanted me to talk to them about career choices. And ever since then, I've been speaking in public. And so just imagine, had I not gone to college, you see, so sometimes education can bring about a creative side that you don't know you have. So that's number five. You follow those five steps. And then the last step is what I call 10 P's of success. You have to apply the 10 P's of success. The first P is that you have to have a purpose. You have to have a purpose. What's your purpose? Is your purpose to help other people? Well, that's everybody's purpose, but what's your purpose for helping them? Is it through workshops, seminars? Is it through writing books? Is it through becoming a doctor? Is it through becoming an athlete? Is it through starting a daycare center? What is your purpose? Then number two, you have to have perception. You have to have, you have to be able to see it in your mind's eye. You know, close your eyes and just see where it is that you want to become. And then you can begin to prepare for that thing. Do it every day. Do a little bit each day. Do something toward that, and that way you won't get bogged down in your day-to-day job or your day-to-day life because you already have your vision, you have this purpose, you have put a perception to it, you have put a vision to it, and now you can begin to prepare. And then as you're doing that, allow your passions to flow. Be passionate about what you're doing. Enjoy what you're doing. Love what you're doing. And then you must use prudence. You must be smart. You must get some education, training, knowledge about it. Then you have to be persistent. You can't give up. You have to keep knocking on that door. You have to keep coming back to your mind and saying, okay, what's the next step? What do I do next? You have to have some patience with yourself and with the universe and with your creator and with, because some things take time and you don't want to be frazzled. You want to be patient about it. The next thing you have to do is you have to fully participate. You have to be actively involved. You can't expect it to come to you. You can't expect somebody else going to do it for you. You must be an active participant. Number nine, you must persevere. No matter what happens, you have to get up again. You may get knocked down. Somebody may try to destroy you. You may lose all your money. But guess what? You have to get back up. You must get back up again. And then the 10th P in the 10 P's of success, you have to have some power. That means you have to eat right. You have to get your proper rest. You have to have power. That's like energy. Because when you're living your dream, you're going to have many things that will come up against you. It's just like in the world. Sometimes there's, weather situations. There's storms that are going to come. There's situations that are going to come that you don't know about, and you have to be willing to deal with it, but you need power. So we thank you for the show today. We thank you for tuning in. We hope you have a wonderful and powerful day. We hope that you got something out of the teaching on today. Live your dreams. Don't forget the six steps and the 10 P's of success. Visit us on the web at LaLisaJWilliams.com. If you would like a private coaching session, please email us at info@LaLisaJWilliams.com. If you would like more teaching from LaLisa J. Williams, by all means, pick up the book, Release Your Power. It's 8 strategies in that book that will help you to become who you really are. Remember, it is your duty, it is your responsibility to become who you are, to live your dream, because the world needs what you have to offer. Have a wonderful day and release your power.